For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Attention, listeners!
Yeah, harky, hark.
Are you ready to be blown away?
Yes, we are.
You asked for it, and they listened. Our friends at Manscaped just relaunched the Ultra Smooth Package. It's back, baby!
Nice.
Your new favorite tool and complement to the Lawnmower 4.0 to keep your boys smooth while looking and feeling their best. This specialized groin shaving kit is here to help you buff, protect, and shave your most sensitive areas. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get it right to the roots with a discount just for you from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code K100. Now, the legends who introduced the electric ball hair trimmer are bringing back the razor, so you can be set and trimmed from front to back. Men, you no longer have to borrow your lady's razor for the precise trim. Step one, grab your handy lawnmower 4.0 if you want to use these. And give your boys the classic trim to your liking to get the loose hairs out of the way, and then take out that Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package to make your package the perfect package this summer. The total package, no disrespect to Lex Luger. Step two, the Crop Exfoliator. Infused with ingredients that can soothe, clear, and keep the skin on and around your groin feeling refreshed, the Crop Exfoliator can help reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. Step three, Crop Gel. Sear your shaving with our unique clear shaving gel just for the groin with four essential oils. It's like a spa treatment every time you shave. Then you go to step four. Now it's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving that groin area with confidence. These precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. The Crop Shaver is not your average razor. It's smaller, thicker, with a micro comb bar that allows you for the best shave possible from any angle. Beach balls are meant to be smooth, and now yours can be. All three of these vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free products are included so you know your manhood is in good hands and without compromise. It's time to get up close and personal with the best tools for the job, the Ultra Smooth Package from Manscaped. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Smooth out your fellas with the relaunch Ultra Smooth Package from the fellas at Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. The new one is fantastic. If you use those four steps, it's a great shave, and just your skin feels fantastic. We've been using this product for a long time. It's one of our best sponsors, and I gotta say, this is well worth it. And 20% off, it's not cheap. That's a good chunk
of not only that, bro. I think they underpromote themselves, and they should actually pay us more money for what I'm about to do. First of all, there's these cool-ass, very comfortable, very breathable boxers, which me and Disco have both agreed are the best boxers we've ever worn, okay? And this is not any extra money we're being given by them. This is the truth. The product's something we all use every day, but they don't even say that you could use it for under your arm, you could use it for your legs, you could use it for your chest, you could use it for your face, you could use it for your head. It's incredible. You know, and you can use it in the dark. It's aerodynamic, so you know it's easy to grip. It's also waterproof. This thing is incredible, bro. We use it every day on everything. You could use it on your eyebrows. They have a thing now for a nose clipper. They have a ball deodorant. They have a sweet ass leather bag that you can carry all your shit in there.
Foot deodorant.
I mean, a cologne. I mean, they just over-deliver.
Shampoo and conditioning products, everything. Everything for body grooming. Manscaped is the place where you need to shop. MANSCAPED.com.
Keep your shit clipped. Keep your shit groomed. Keep your shit fresh. All right? All with Manscaped. Boom!
Okay, next is from Pinga Dolce, and the subject is Madden. Oh, I enjoy Madden on the show. He's a lot better than bitchy-ass Billy. My question is he this wired all the time? He speaks a mile a minute. What's he like when you guys all go out for dinner? Is he like this all the time? That's from Pinga. Yes, he is. He's a radio personality. That's his that's the way he talks. You know, he's like he's got a
even
good.
Even he announced like that too.
Yeah, he's very intelligent. He speaks very strongly because he's a smart guy and like and he's confident in what he's saying.
Verbose. Who would you say has a higher IQ, you or him?
Me.
Mm. Okay. Wait a minute.
I thought you were going to kazoo me for saying that.
No, I just thought there was no hesitation.
None whatsoever. Yeah. Even though he claims he's 166, right. I still say higher.
Let me give you
some ranges here of IQs. Okay, Raven has a 142.
Joe Feeney, right? 149.
That's not true.
Absolutely.
Madden 166. Actor James Woods 180. That's kind of fascinating if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Next is from Sean Davis, and the subject is one pissed off elephant. I don't know if you heard about this bizarre elephant story that's been going around. An elephant was strolling by a river looking very sad, according to witnesses. However, when it laid eyes on a particular woman, it became absolutely enraged. The pissed off elephant then charged towards this woman and started trampling her to death. Unfortunately, not feeling satisfied, the elephant later returned to attend this woman's funeral service, uninvited, grabs her lifeless body with its trunk and tossed her high up into the air, and then for a second time proceeded to stomp a metal hole in her ass beyond recognition. Still not done, the vengeful elephant then went into this dead woman's house and absolutely destroyed it. Finally, after feeling satisfied, the elephant took off towards a sea of trees, never to be seen again. Anyways, what are your thoughts on this story? Elephants are known to have very long memories, so it's possible that she may have done something to offend the elephant. And many people have speculated that this woman was part of a group of poachers that killed or kidnapped the elephant's baby in the past. Although I don't know if that part is true or not. And it has a link to the thing. I would absolutely say that's probably what it is. And elephants are supposed to have excellent memories. And I guarantee if it's like this chick had like killed her baby, that this thing remembered that.
Did it mention that was 70 years old? Did it say that? I just clicked on
the
article.
The elephant is 70 years old?
The woman's 70.
That's fascinating. Maybe that these things are smarter than we think, you know?
I can't believe it returned to the funeral.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? Like, here's one thing I've always thought, okay, and this is a conspiracy theory, right? Is if what if we're, like, aliens are already among us, right? But they're living through animals. That they don't have, there's no human form, but the animal, but because they're living through animals, they have heightened intelligence.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, but go ahead.
All right. That's a good theory for a movie. I hope I don't get killed by an elephant someday. That'd be a terrible way to go.
Horrible.
That's a wild story, man.
Yeah, it is.
That must have happened like in a village.
Yeah, in India.
You know, and he probably smelt her or some shit.
And he smashed her house too.
good. I'd wish he'd do the same to you.
Oh, yeah, make
is there any way that we could get that elephant into South Philly?
I've never been an elephant poacher.
Next is from Daniel French, and the subject is Sasha Banks in AEW. At the time of this writing, early Sunday morning while on the toilet taking a hugie, there's still no confirmation whether Sasha Banks has left WWE or not. My question is, though, knowing her bad attitude and that getting paid millions to work for the biggest wrestling audience in the world isn't good enough for her, do you think that Tony Khan would sign her anyway, even though he knows and everyone else knows that she's going to cause a problem? Tony Khan signed Jeff Hardy when he's in the middle of a relapse, signed Keith Lee, the worst cardio condition I've ever seen on a mainstream wrestling show, and even signed Samoa Joe, even though he's got a history of pretty serious concussion issues. All of these signings have turned out to be total mistakes and done nothing to help AEW's struggling TV ratings at all. Do you think Tony Khan is even aware of what a problem he could cause for himself by signing Banks, or do you think he just wants more ex-WWE names? Gotta say, though, it'd be very cool if he could bring in Sasha Banks and Paige and Tessa Blanchard as some type of faction. Actually, no, it wouldn't. You know what my biggest fear would be on this show? Is if they signed Sasha Banks and, like, she came on TV for an interview and she didn't have blue hair and she had, like a wife beater tank top and, like, jeans with holes in them and just, like, you know, just turned into, like she turned into a Kmart diva. You know, like, didn't dress like a star anymore. Just, like, dressed like, you know, like, didn't even bother getting dressed up for when you're going out on TV. That'd be my biggest fear. What about you?
That's weird. I don't think any girl in AEW really comes out in anything glamorous.
Jade. She always dresses.
Jade, right. She doesn't
dress. She never dresses down. The girls look like they dress down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of dressing up like Jade.
To me, Jade dresses the part. And right. I think Sasha would still do it because she understands that's part of the marketability of her.
Right. That's part of your job, kind of. You know, is marketing. You're marketing yourself to the fans, you know?
If you guys were Tony Khan and Sasha's available and you have the conversation with her, but she's like, yeah, I want the big, you know, Ambrose and Jericho money and Punk. I want $5 million a year to come in. Would you sign her?
No.
She's got mainstream appeal. You know, she's done that Star Wars thing.
Yeah, but they got different type of creative strategy there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if, you know, they have enough talent as it is. It's like you're just going to keep bringing more people in? I mean, good grief. It's got to be addition by subtraction.
You got to
get rid of some people if you want to bring her in.
Could you say no to having Sasha Banks in that women's division, though, that kind of gets, you know, buried because of lack of talent and inexperience?
Well, I would get rid of a bunch of people and bring her in.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would want to bring her in, but I would want to cut the fat of some of the people I brought in that I'm not doing anything with. I'd just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should offer people their releases right now. Because I guarantee you there's going to be tons of people on that show that are not happy with creative at all because they're doing nothing with them. You know, and if he offered them a release, I wonder if, you know, if that would free up some money, you know?
Yeah, but why take a release when you're going to get paid through the entirety of your deal and for doing nothing?
Because at some point, you kind of want to be able to do something. You get hungry creatively.
Right, okay.
You know? Next is from Urbano.
Now, let me just say something real quick because you bring up a really good point. I think that if you did want to bring Sasha in, you do have to get rid of some people.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's way too many people that they're not using. And, yeah, it's cool to give people work that are your friends and you like to have around, but you are running a business, not the Red Cross. But, yeah, go ahead.
All right, so next is from Urbano Solis, and the subject is Arriba Tiwas. Hello, gentlemen. Conan, have you been a heel for I don't know how many years? No, you have been a heel for how many years? Definitely one of the most hated luchadors in Mexico. I noticed on the way to the ring, you give some fans fist pumps and actually thank the fans. Is this a turn from one of Mexico's most hated villains? Thank you. So this guy was at the Tijuana show.
Well, yeah, they put me in the Hall of Fame, or they were honoring 30 years in the business, some whatever it was. And so I broke character because for so many years, I've always been an uber heel no matter what. So at that moment where I received that recognition and in Tijuana, which is where I started, it was pretty emotional, bro, because I went backstage and there were actually some wrestlers, girls and guys crying after they showed like a highlight video. And sometimes you forget the impact that you've had on the company until moments like these. So I turned babyface for that moment. You know, that's basically it.
Next is from Michael Sinach, and the subject is mailbag question. Hi, Conan, Disco, and Joe. Who has positively influenced your life outside of your family, not including athletes and celebrities? How did they influence you and put you on the right path? Thanks from Michael Sinhage, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Just friends I've had in life that have, like, you know, like my old roommate, she like taught me how to clean, you know, being like cleanly, you know, and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a weird question.
Yeah, I don't really.
You guys
have,
got any?
I don't really have an answer. Just like you said, just friends and stuff can be positive.
Yeah, we're talking about people that, like, we're having to discuss people that nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like whatever. Right.
I know one of the guys from for Joe is definitely ham bone. Nothing.
Oh, that's extremely. He's a positive fella. He's makes
he's
sure
a celebrity
being,
though.
Make sure to be. Oh yeah, it doesn't count. Sorry.
Next is some world champ John Roberts, except his Midnight Express. Guys, what version of Midnight Express did you like the most? Dennis Condrey, Bobby Eaton, or Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane? Did you ever get any items from Bobby Eaton's infamous bag? Have you heard the rumors of Stan Lane being Lauren Boebert's dad? From John Roberts. Did you know this, Conan? That's Stan Lane, the wrestler, is supposedly Lauren Boebert's dad. There's this chick from this Colorado. Remember we talked about the we thought the Lacey Evans was a takeoff on the Lauren Boebert gimmick? The chick from Gun Nut from Colorado? Yeah. Did you know that Stan Lane is her dad?
No.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I loved the Stan Lane Bobby Eaton.
Yeah.
Because it was hysterical, because they always used to do this bit before the match where what's his name? Cornette and Bobby would hug, okay? And then Cornette would go to hug Stan Lane, but it's like he's, you know, Cornette and Bobby's hug was kind of like very gay a little bit, you know, like the people would boo gay, you know, they'd be chanting, you know, gay slurs at them. And he would always go to hug Stan, and Stan would stick his hand out to shake his hand instead. And then Cornette would like,
that was great.
And just shake his hand, and then he'd go back and he'd hug Bobby again. bro, little things like that that you used to do. They used
and
to
it
do,
always got always a pop.
Always got a pop. Every 100% of the time got a pop. Yeah, but I definitely like Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane better, because I was a fan of Stan. Next is from Bill. The subject is more evidence. Hello, guys. With Slammiversary having its 20th anniversary on Sunday, I was wondering what your thoughts on Impact and what it has become over the years. Thanks. It's still hanging around, you know? I mean, it had more of an impact in the mid-2000s when they actually... Bro, they decided... You know, the Impact went head-to-head with Raw for a few weeks. They tried it. It was to no avail. And actually, they kind of like... That was their... You know, if you think about it, they could have... Because they didn't want to get killed in the ratings, which they were, if they would have stuck it out, they would have increased that number, you know? But that's, I mean, ever since then, they've been kind of not very relevant in the big picture, you know? What do you think?
I don't really know if they suck it out, because those shows weren't that good to me.
Yeah, right.
They did have star power, but they didn't have good shows. I think the crew that was around when I was there.
Right.
You know, Homicide, America's Most Wanted, you know.
In the 2003, the early.
Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Chris Daniels,
yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a crew. Raven, that was a hell of a crew.
It was good TV shows. Good mic work, good matches. Yeah. Next is from Wayne Groilfine, and the subject is Xavier Woods. Question for all three of you guys, and then a bonus one for Conan at the end. I follow very few male wrestlers on Instagram. I do follow Xavier Woods, real name Austin Creed, for this reason. He's constantly talking shit about WWE on there. He bashes storylines, complains about being booked and refuses to go on too long, points out logic holes, his own angles, etc. What do you guys think about this? Unprofessional, or is he the right to speak out? And as a follow-up to Conan, as a booker of a show, what would you do with talent that was speaking out like this on social media? Bury him? The New Day members makes a lot of money in WWE, so for me, as long as the money's coming in, I would STFU and think of stuff to buy when I'm retired. Now, I would like to properly answer this question, but me and Conan, if we answer this correctly, will be coming across as massive hypocrites. Because when we were doing the WCW live show, we were doing the exact same thing. We were bashing the company. So it's like we could sit there and say that, like, you know, the company should bury, you know, they take them. But like we were doing the exact same thing back then. Remember that?
100%.
What would you do?
I like that. I like the fact that he's going out there and he don't give a fuck. And maybe the company should listen to him and go, hey, maybe he's right, instead of trying to bury him.
Right.
Hey, I know there's some random WCW lives on YouTube and stuff, but if any of the listeners out there has like a treasure trove of old WCW live recordings, you just send them my way. If you would, I'd be able to put them up on Patreon or use them for K100 Rehash.
Bro, get a hold of Jeremy Borash. He has them all.
Oh, he does? No shit. Okay.
Next is from Gary Hans, and the subject is CM Punk at FTR. Can you guys clear this one up for me? 1 month FTR part of the Pinnacle with FTR. Wait, 1 month FTR were part of the Pinnacle with FTR. Uh-huh. They jumped CM Punk, bust him open, and hung him by the neck over the ropes of the steel chain during a 4-5-on-1 violent beatdown. The next month, they're in a team together wearing self-made Bret Hart t-shirts. Maybe it's all the weed I smoke, but can someone explain the complete and utter logic hole? Joey, you seem to know a lot about AEW, so you can fill this backstory in. P.S. If that faction formed because they just like Bret Hart matches, then I'm going to stop watching AEW.
Yeah, bro, I'd love to fill in a backstory, but I'm in the same boat as you. All I remember is they were heels, and then they were babyfaces teaming with Punk. I don't remember any real explanation or storyline reason.
All right, it's interesting. Next is from Army of the Lord Productions. The subject is question. Hey, guys, BD here. Conan, you're the man. Joey, keep working hard. Disco, you suck. LOL, just kidding. Love the filthy animals, bro. Anyways, my question for you guys is this. It's been obvious that Jade and Athena are building to a match on social. Jade is 33-0 and about to make a female Goldberg run on AEW. Do you guys look forward to her versus Athena, and do you think Athena is the best opponent for her at the moment for a big match? And if not, who do you think should be her next big match opponent? Thank you for reading, and that's from BD. Athena should be her next opponent, but they need to push her strong. Like, Athena needs to having Athena go out and work 12, 13-minute matches to beat girls is just, she should beat girls faster to make her more of a threat to Jade Cargill and her undefeated record, is the way I would book it. What about you?
It'll be good for Jade because Athena can carry her into a really good match and make her look good, which is what they want. But under no circumstances should Athena be beating Jade.
Right. Next is from Christian Boyd, and the subject is CM Punk return to WWE. Hey, Keep 100 crew, longtime listener, first time messenger. My question for you today is, do you think CM Punk will make an attempt to leave AEW and return to WWE after seeing how well they booked Cody? From a fan perspective, Cody is one of the all-time greats at the top of the company, and AEW be one of its founders, and making the already prestigious TNT title even more prestigious. Not only that, he was a company player who left for greener pastures and returned to WWE, where he had previously been badly booked, but is now one of the biggest babyfaces in the business. So my question is for you today, seeing how CM Punk is so heavily pushed, being Tony's biggest star, who is currently at the top of the company, and who is currently out on injury, could you see Punk allowing his contract to expire with AEW and return to WWE for a mega push? Absolutely not.
No.
I don't know if you guys remember this story, but remember when they were talking about the Fox people brought Punk in to do that show on Fox,
right,
to try to like a bridge to get Punk back into the WWE because Fox people wanted Punk on their programming. And remember, like, Vince and them were like, yeah, maybe we'll. And they just basically just didn't do it. So we don't even want him.
Yeah, right.
Remember that story? So he's not going back to WWE. There's no chance of that.
Yeah, I mean, you never say never in wrestling, but I wouldn't think so due to his age and his, well-publicized hatred of his time there,
Right. And they don't like him either.
Exactly.
That's the other thing, too. What do you think, Conan?
Well, like in anything, things could change. Stephanie could take over and she could say, I don't give a shit about the heat you had before. I will push you. She might offer him a lot of money and he might leave. But I don't see him leaving anytime soon. He's in a great position in AEW.
Next is from CJ Manuel. The subject is fighting. What's up, K100 friends? On all three ships from my Navy days, we got kicked out of many ports for fighting, drunken disorderly conduct, and or poor ambassadorship on behalf of the United States of America. St. Thomas in 97 and Hong Kong in 2006 stand out the most fun times. Conan, do you have any good stories involving fisticuffs with sailors from other crews and other types of malfeasance while on board Cape Cod? Ever have a row or Donnybrook with Brits or Aussies? Short and sweet, boom, CJ Manuel from San Antonio.
Well, we never had a problem with the Aussies, but there was this place in, it's called Diego Garcia. You might have hit it because if you went to Hong Kong, which I went to Hong Kong, and Hong Kong was incredible, bro. One of the greatest places in the world to go to. But anyways, the Indian Ocean was the Diego Garcia was basically like a island in the Indian Ocean, and it was run by the British. So we used to have these boxing tournaments, like our ship against the Marines, our ship against the British guys, And, bro, it always ended up in real fights in the stands and real fights afterwards, and in the pubs and shit. Mm. So all you did back then is just get drunk, you know, and fight. That was like an everyday event back then.
Kind of weird. I opened up a thread on Twitter recently, and I pointed out a guy that has zero, like this took a shot at me, and he has zero followers, right? And for some reason, this thread now is filling up with a bunch of people with zero followers.
Well, maybe he has multiple accounts.
I don't know how that happened, though.
Yeah.
Next is from C1983. The subject is reply. Hello, this is C1983. I had a question. Was there ever any heat on Randy Savage for slapping Tori Wilson? The time he was looking for Dennis Rodman, I was reading an Observer post from Dave Meltzer that Savage got in a lot of trouble for slapping Tori Wilson. It wasn't planned, and this is what led to him leaving later in 1999. Please respond. Thank you. I don't know anything. Do you know anything about this? How come this is news to me?
And we were there.
Yeah, no, there was a skit at the end of Nitro where I think Rodman stole Gorgeous George or slept with her or something, and Randy was looking for her. And when he burst into the locker room, he like accused Tori of being in on it or something and slapped her in the face. And it was unplanned, but she laughed because she didn't know what to do. But I don't remember. I think Savage left just because his contract expired, and also because Hogan was back, from what I've always read.
I think they're trying to connect the dots on two stories that are I don't know. I can't comment on this because I don't know. I'd never heard of this until now. It's kind of weird. Isn't it kind of weird that we never would have heard of this?
Right.
Randy Savage slapping Tori Wilson.
And we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Next is from Hungus Wood. Subject: the NHL sucks on how they promote the game. Greetings all. Hungus. 14K followers on TikTok, by the way. Here. I'm a full-blooded Canadian that loves hockey, and I wish the sport would be popular everywhere else. So my question is, how would you promote the game of hockey? Do they need strippers in cages like the old days of TNA, or Disco running the league like he did with Sports Entertainment Extreme? P.S. The Golden Knights suck, and I'm really happy that they're hitting rock bottom. Suspend this guy for 1 month from the mailbag.
1 month? Right? Oh, shit.
Yep. And I'm not going to answer this question.
Wow.
You can if you want. How do you think the NHL should promote the product?
I don't really know. I think they've done a pretty good job.
It's a hot ticket here in town in Vegas. Yeah. A lot of girls at the game. There's a lot of fan interaction. They do a lot of skits. You know, there's good music.
I think they've done a good job.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Obviously, they're not the NBA or football, but, you know, Americans really, those aren't our main sports like it is in Canada, you know?
It's kind of weird because, like, every market this product goes to usually does, like there's, they draw a good crowd.
Right.
Like good fans, families, kids, you know, just the NHL is doing a good product of drawing fans because, like, it may not be a good national product, but in each city that has hockey, the fan base is pretty passionate.
Right.
You know, in all the cities where hockey is played, because, bro, you look on TV, and, like, especially during the playoffs, bro, the crowds are going crazy during these games. You know, so it's a fun live experience to attend, you know? So I don't really know what they can do, what more they can do. You know,
they do a lot of interactive stuff. They do a lot of crowd participation. They do a lot of stuff. I think maybe, not sure what you're referring to.
Do you think they should bring back the infamous glow puck?
No, I didn't like that. With the trails and the arrows and stuff.
Lit up blue and shit.
I was not a fan of that. All right, that's been the mailbag.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.